You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television Podcast, preparing the Bride of Christ for Jesus' soon return. We're here to edify, build, and equip the body of Christ, preparing the Bride of Christ. Today, I wanted to speak about forgiveness. Forgiveness is very crucial. The Lord has taught me over the years that I could not grow spiritually when I held on to unforgiveness. So the Lord has taught me forgiveness. The pure in heart, and only the pure in heart, shall see God. Mark 11:26, KJV. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. And also Jesus' words in John 20:23, KJV. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Now, I looked up the word remit. Remit means to dismiss or set free. Retain means to hold, to keep, not forgiven, or your sin remains. That's something to think about. In Matthew chapter 6, and this is verse 14. Now, these are Jesus's red letter words. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, I've been through a lot. And I do share my testimony. You can find that on Rumble, Second Generation Christian Television. I've been through a lot of pain, and it was hard to forgive. It was hard to let go. But it's like I could not heal until I forgave. I read my Bible. I was still stuck. And I need to add this because it's in my spirit. I've had many dreams, and they were warning dreams from God. One of my dreams I want to share right now was, I remember I was in my bedroom, and the floorboards under my feet, they were starting to catch fire, and flames were coming up from the floor, and the floorboards were crackling and breaking open, and there were more flames coming up from the floor, and it was getting closer and closer to me. I was so scared. In my dream, I knew that hell was beneath my feet. And I had woken up from that dream, and I was startled and shaken. But I kind of really tossed it aside, because it's like, I'm like, why am I having these dreams? And I would get other warning dreams, the ground opening up, and fire and flames. God was trying to show me something. I was holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness. Now, the Lord led me, and I've read this so many times before, and it's like it never really stood out to me when I read the Lord's Prayer, when it talks about forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I wasn't forgiving people. I was holding their debts against them. But if you read on, even after that, what I've already read, Jesus already said, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. God was letting me know that my sins were not forgiven. Here I am, a Christian, and believing I'm going to heaven, and God keeps showing me I'm going to hell. It's as simple as that. We have to line up with his word. Jesus can be our savior, but many times we don't make him our Lord. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I wasn't keeping the Lord's commandments. It's like I want him to save me, but I don't want to keep his commandments. It's a command that Jesus gives us to forgive. It's a command. Jesus said, it's not a suggestion. It's a command, and we're to keep those commands. But anyway, that was on my heart where I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to forgive. At first, it was very hard. Yes, it's going to be hard. But the Lord said, just forgive. We can't follow our feelings because our feelings can be deceiving. So we're supposed to forgive even if our feelings don't want to follow yet. But when we practice forgiving, it gets easier and easier. That's what I noticed until the day came where I would hear that person's name or see that person's face in my spirit. It could be the Holy Spirit flashing that person in your mind. I believe that's what was going on. The Lord was testing my heart. And one day it came where I saw that person in my spirit, and I only had love toward them. And it's like, wow, I didn't get that cringe factor. You know, that cringe factor when you know you think about somebody that you're holding a grudge against, that means you have not forgiven them. I passed the cringe factor because I didn't cringe when I heard that person's name in my spirit or if I saw their face. But it took a while to get there. I had to practice forgiveness. I had to practice it. My feelings followed later. It just, we have to stand on the word and let God work in our heart. Allow Jesus to work in our hearts. So the Lord taught me a lot about forgiveness. Now, I want to read the whole Lord's Prayer. And I pray that, you know, the Lord will deal with your heart concerning this because he dealt with minds. And I'm telling you, it's very healing. You're not just forgiving for the other person's sake. You're forgiving for your sake. Only the pure in heart shall see God. We can't die with unforgiveness in our heart. It separates us from God. We're not getting into heaven with unforgiveness in our hearts. It doesn't matter what the mainstream Christian media says. Once saved, always saved is a lie from the pit of hell to get us complacent, to hold on to grudges and think it's okay. We need to either agree with the word of God or disagree. You can't have it both ways. If you disagree, you're not going to heaven, period. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And my commandments, they are not grievous. They're not grievous. So the Lord's Prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And right after, Jesus continues and says, For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, see, we don't like the buts, but it's Jesus' word. He goes on to say, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We have to take these words of Jesus seriously, because when Jesus started his ministry, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It means repent. So that means a turning away from sins. Unforgiveness is a sin. It's a sin. So when the Lord's telling us to forgive, he's saying repent. Repent from unforgiveness. It's repentance. And we repent daily. We don't just get saved and then we're just going to heaven from there. Jesus got to start working on us. He's going to have to start working on us. And that's getting in his word. And letting his word get in us. Planting the seed of his word in our hearts. Let it cultivate. When we line up to his word, all we have to do is agree. The Lord will do the rest. We just have to agree with God and come into agreement. And I'm telling you, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So when I chose to forgive, then the Lord did the healing in my heart. Because a lot of times I was holding on to unforgiveness because I was hurt. And it hurt so much that I was holding on to the unforgiveness. But for God to heal the pain and the trauma and that hurt, I had to forgive first so the Lord can go in there and heal the trauma and heal the pain and bind up those wounds. He binds up the brokenhearted, but we have to let him in. Okay? The Lord can't go into any area where you do not allow him to go in. So if you're in sin or you're holding on to something, the devil's right there. The devil is right there. But if you release it and line up with the word of God, Jesus can come in. And the devil gonna have to kick that devil out. Jesus can come in and do his healing ministry, his healing work in our hearts. And the Lord taught me to pray the prayer of David. It was a tough prayer at first, but it's about humbling ourselves. And basically it's search my heart, oh God, and know my thoughts. If there's any wicked way in me, take it far from me. I'm ad-libbing. Make it your own. Take it far from me in Jesus' name. And that's when the Holy Spirit shined the light in my heart. And I did not like what I saw, and when I saw it, I grieved. It was godly sorrow. I said, Holy Spirit, Jesus, take this away from me. And that's when he started dealing with me about forgiveness and letting things go and letting him come in and heal my heart. And he can do the same for you. All we have to do is submit unto him. Let him be Lord over our lives. Don't let your feelings be Lord. It will lead you in the wrong direction. We're supposed to stand on God's words, not our feelings. And if we fully submit and repent, we're under his lordship. So whatever he asks us to do, just do it. Remember when Jesus was at the wedding and Mary came to him and said, they have no wine. But Jesus said it wasn't his time yet. But Mary actually went to the servants and said, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And then Jesus said, well, fill those washing pots with water. Okay, take the ladle and serve it. I believe the honorable guy that was at the wedding. And it turned into wine. The servants didn't make the wine. They just did what Jesus told them to do. And Jesus told them exactly what to do, and now serve it to the host or the main person at the wedding. And it was turned into wine. But the Lord was bringing that scripture to me that the miracle didn't happen until the servants followed the instructions of their master, and then the miracle manifest. I was always praying for miracles and praying for God to move in my life. And it's funny because now I look back on those days. I remember after I prayed, God started asking me to do stuff. Jesus started asking me to do things. And I didn't understand, so I just didn't do it. So, you know, we can't lean on our own understanding. It's trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. The Lord was trying to direct my path so he could answer my prayer. Because I remember the Lord was asking me to do something, and it was like I prayed, and now I'm hearing instructions from the Lord, but you know, I don't understand it. And I was ready to just do something else. And then it was like the Lord stopped me, and he said, and it sounded like he was struggling. I am trying to bless you. I am trying to bless you. Jesus was trying to answer my prayer. But I have to follow his instructions. And it keeps coming to my mind what Mary told the servants. Whatever he asks you to do, just do it. And the servants did exactly what Jesus' instructions were. And the water was made wine. And that's the same thing that he's asking us to do. And what the Lord has taught me. That after I pray, stay close to the Lord and listen and follow his word. If his word jumps out at you, or you hear in your spirit that, you know, you need to do this, or you need to apologize in this area, or you need to do this differently. Just follow the instructions, whatever the Lord lays and drops in your spirit or lays on your heart. Even if you don't understand it. If it matches up with the Bible, just do it. You're not sinning. You're not contradicting the word. Then that's him trying to answer your prayers, trying to set you free, trying to heal your heart, trying to heal your trauma. The Lord has taught me a lot. And that's why I'm here today. I'm sharing what he's given me. The wisdom that he's given me. I had to walk this out. was very painful. I suffered more than I had to because I was disobedient more than I was obedient. I'm trying to be more obedient to the Lord, and He's blessing, and He's moving, and His word is manifesting in my life. And I'm closer to the Lord, daily closer every day. So I pray that this podcast on forgiveness blesses you. And I pray that, just like Mary said, whatever He asks you to do, whatever Jesus asks you to do, just do it. You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television Podcast. We edify, build, equip the body of Christ, preparing the bride of Christ for Jesus' soon return. God bless.